the Boeing 737 MAX.
This is the story of how competition costs 348 deaths. Over a year ago, I was joined by Sebastian to discuss this one plane.
And so much has changed regarding it over the past year.
Let's rewind all the way back to 2010.
So, at the time, the aviation industry was not doing all that well. Years earlier, some major high-profile companies, including the Lehman Brothers, collapsed.
Lehman weekend, when U.S. investment bank Lehman Brothers collapsed in the thick of the 2008 subprime mortgage meltdown.
This triggered the 2008 financial crisis.
It was the biggest bankruptcy in American history, leading up to the world's worst economic crisis since the 1930s Great Depression.
In 2008, 2.6 million people lost their jobs because of the Great Recession. To help airlines, Airbus made a new plane called the A320neo. The big draw to the Neo was fuel efficiency. The plane was designed to save 15% more fuel than the A320.
In addition to this, the A320neo was designed to be slightly larger than its predecessor in order to fit more seats and make airlines even more money. And it worked. Airlines took the bait. Before the Neo, 28% of the world's planes were made by Airbus. Boeing had 38%, with some airlines such as American Airlines using exclusively Boeing planes.
In 2011, Boeing got wind of American Airlines' plans to order 200 A320neos. The company immediately panicked. This would break Boeing's monopoly at the company. So Boeing called up American Airlines and asked if they were to make a new plane, that they would get half the order. And of course, American Airlines said yes. The Boeing 737 was one of the most widely used planes worldwide. In 2006, the plane manufacturer had begun the development of the next generation short-haul plane, following the medium-haul 787 Dreamliner.
As soon as the call from American Airlines came through, Boeing focused its development on the A320neo competitor. The company settled on a 737 base plane, calling it the 737 MAX. This plane was to have a larger engine and be 4% more fuel efficient.
But as soon as the engineers started working, they ran into a major problem. The 737 MAX was too close to the ground to fit a bigger engine. The main draw to the Neo was the larger engine and fuel efficiency. So for Boeing to rival the Neo without having a larger engine would be a huge drawback to the 737 MAX.
The way Boeing solved this was to put the engines slightly up, a move Boeing would later regret. When the 737 MAX would go really high, the plane would start to tilt upward, which could cause a stall, something that is known to make a plane crash. To counter this, Boeing made the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System, known as MCAS. MCAS would try to identify when the plane was tilting too high, and it would point the nose downwards.
MCAS wasn't perfect, and Boeing knew it. The chief engineer of the MAX said that the plane was, quote, running rapid in simulator. There are internal texts that show that Boeing employees knew of the problem and tried to tell executives.
Still, Boeing executives did nothing. Doing something would have put the 737 MAX behind schedule and might require additional pilot training something that takes up even more time and can be expensive. Boeing went forward with the 737 MAX as it was, and only required pilots to have a 2-hour iPad training course. The MAX was approved by the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, in 2017, and Boeing immediately got 4,000 orders. This was 4 times more than the NEOs. But Boeing was only able to ship 400 of them. On October 29, 2018, Lion Air Flight 610 took off from Indonesia on a 737 MAX.
12 minutes later, crashed into the Java Sea, killing 189 people. Then, on March 10, 2019, Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 took off from the middle of Africa. Six minutes later, air traffic control lost contact with the plane. It crashed, and 157 people were killed.
Originally, these crashes were thought to be the result of pilot error. However, on further investigation, regulators found a link between both crashes and MCAS. MCAS was doing what it was programmed to do, by bringing the nose down, 5 seconds off, 10 seconds on. The problem was that MCAS was receiving false information from the sensors on the plane. On the flights, it is believed that the pilots began rampantly looking through the manuals, but couldn't find anything that could apply to the situation. This was most likely due to the fact that Boeing never thought anything could go wrong with MCAS. It was possible to disable the system by flipping 2 switches. In fact, the pilots on the Ethiopian flight figured it out, but not before it was too late.
On March 10th, after figuring this out, regulators in China and some other smaller countries grounded the 737 MAX. Boeing, despite China being quite a large market, was not fazed. But 3 days later, on March 13th, regulators in the US and Canada also grounded the plane. And this is when Boeing really started to feel the pain. But the Boeing CEO at this time was Dennis Muilenburg. He was called before Congress, where he said, quote,
"Learned from the second accident, and if we could go back, we would have made a different decision."
Richard Blumenthal, a senator from California, told Dennis Muilenburg, quote,
"Boeing came to my office shortly after these crashes and said they were the result of pilot error. Those pilots never had a chance."
Experts largely agreed that Boeing cut corners to get the 737 MAX onto the market. To counter the public pressure, Boeing's board of directors fired Muilenburg, who walked away from the company with over $60 million. Muilenburg was replaced by Dave Calhoun, who was to get a $7 million bonus if the 737 MAX was approved to fly by regulators.
But Boeing wasn't the only company devastated by the 737 MAX. Southwest Airlines is exclusively 737s and had ordered so many 737 MAXs that it had to cancel 20,000 flights in a single quarter. Meanwhile, at American Airlines, 28,000 flight attendants refused to work on the 737 MAX. Life goes on for Boeing. Between late June and early July, the FAA conducted recertification tests. In August, Boeing would start getting more orders for the 737 MAX, and on November 18th, a year and 5 days after our original podcast on this topic, the FAA recertified the 737 MAX. But even now, after Boeing has vetted the new MAX, people are still doubting the safety of the plane.
Still, one thing is for certain. Boeing will be sure to cut less corners when creating a new aircraft.